The city of Frost. During the few weeks that I spent in Frost, in Budapest and in Bucharest, was a story that I heard just before the visit of President Nixon to Romania. It only goes to show the flavor and the humor of the people who live in fear. The story goes that Kosygin was telling President Nixon that he had a dream. The dream that he had was that he was in the White House. And on top of the White House, there was a flag. And it was a red flag. President Nixon said to Mr. Kosygin, "I also had a dream. My dream brought me to the Kremlin. The Kremlin, there was an emblem." So Mr. Kosygin said to President Nixon, "Well, what was written there?" "To tell you the truth, I wasn't able to read it. It was in Chinese." My dear friend, the only reason I mention this story is because we who live in America, without fear, without trepidation, are honoring a gentleman, a scholar, who also has an emblem. It's an emblem, especially tonight, for his work, his labor, and toil on behalf of Yeshiva University. The emblem that Yeshiva University has, Torah Umana. Any rabbi on the American Jewish community represents the concept of Torah and Mazda. And what I saw in the city of Prague, the Alt Neue Schule, that which represents the old, the ancient, that which represents the modern, the present, that which represents intellectual scholarship and the ideas and principles of our faith. This is represented in the personality of Dr. Emanuel Rackler. Certainly, dear friends, this is the emblem that is represented in learning and in knowledge, in wisdom and in science. And we certainly, when we decided to honor Dr. Rackler tonight, and as you notice on your program, it says on me, from Yeshiva University, I am very happy indeed. And I know that I represent the feelings of all of us who are present here, that Dr. Rackman is no longer on leave, just a furlough, just a little time that he has been away from our beloved Yeshiva. And we of the rabbinical alumni of Yeshiva University are very, very happy indeed that we have this honor as the closing session of our convention to honor our esteemed and dear colleague, Rabbi Emanuel Rackler. You may have noticed that I did not introduce the gentleman on the dais. I think the gentlemen on the dais are all members of our Yeshiva family. They really need no introduction to any of us. And we are very happy that they grace the dais and grace this wonderful and festive occasion. I do want to mention and to welcome into our midst those who are members of the Rackman family. We're very happy to see and to welcome first, of course, This is Emmanuel Racklin, Rabbi and Mrs. Bennett Racklin, Rabbi and Mrs. Michael Racklin, Miss Yochevet Racklin, Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Maidenbaum, who represent Chief University High School, and Mr. Herman Merkin, who is the president of the 5,000 synagogue, with Rabbi Racklin is the spiritual leader. We also want to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Murray Atlas, Dr. and Mrs. Felix Havenblatt, Rabbi and Mrs. Norman Saborowski, Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Hausman, the Mabatonim, and all who are members of the Racklin family. We are very, very happy indeed that you're gathered here. We hope that it will be for many, many years. So simple joy is coming here. Sent to Dr. Racklin from the mayor of the city of New York. Just want to meet
Teddy Cole. No politicking, but don't read it.
At this moment, ladies and gentlemen, he's not running for mayor, he is the mayor. Dear Rabbi Racklin, it was with great pleasure that I learned of the honor which the rabbinical alumni of the university is bestowing upon you for your dedicated service to the university, the Jewish community, and the people of New York City. Your list of communal activities is deeply impressive, covering the best service of more than a generation to the United States government, to public agencies in our state, and to the Jewish people. This latest honor proves again how important you have been to the life of New York. I congratulate you and wish you and your family continued health and fruitful service to the Jewish people and to our city. With warm regards, sincerely, John B. Lindsay, Mayor. My dear friends, the honor was bestowed upon me at this moment to our beloved Rebbe, president of Yeshiva University, one of course that I treasure and will remember for many, many years to come. We all know Dr. Belton represents to us the concept of the Sefer Mazal and the Sefer Ahava. And we know what the Rambam says, that before we can have the Ahavtos and the Shem Elokecha, we must first have the Yotzacha, that's the Shem Elokecha. Before we can gain any kind of love, we must first obtain in our life that which represents wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And certainly this is the reason why we first have in the Yadach HaZacha, the Sefer Amado, and then there follows the Sefer Ahava. Yeshiva University represents to us the synthesis of Jewish life, science, and faith. And this is no synthetic synthesis. Dr. Belton has been, all his life, the reality of the faith of our people. And certainly, we who know the model that he has given to our beloved Yeshiva, and the dedication and the love and the service, understand why we follow with the Sefer Ahava, with the great love and affection that all of us have for him. It's a great honor for me, as the president of the Rabbinic Alumni of Yeshiva University, to introduce to you the president of Yeshiva University.
Last Monday, at 49th, Mr. Metcalf said it's driving the ball to the field. My account of 29 years. Today, I want to make a few remarks about a man I have known since I came to Mars. It was in 1929 that I had met Dr. Rock in 4 years. Four of us, a youngster, young man, and I came from a teenager, you know. And I can say, in officer of the monastery, that Mark is still the monastery. We have been in touch, we work together, watch each other for a long period of time. And to pay tribute, particularly empty tribute, is not necessary. Pay a tribute to be a sense of what can we learn from the accomplishment in the work of this man during a period of 40 years. And I would say, one, and that is the most important part. The more I says, and I think it's a water or my brother, I think says, the man comes to meet his maker. He asked a number of questions. First, you know, King George of Christian order is made to him, but they ask few questions. First of all, the Santo is going to be a Muno, he is going to be a business answer, she will be eaten up there, and he supplied the learning children, and to the Arabian, she comes back to everybody, and then sophisticatedly to relate and expect the salvation. Well, I remember on the political set of here, I think, when the Yorkers here, I had an idea of quite eating a pear. And I'm not going into the pictures of my business and the Rambam and the best day of the day or the best of a lifetime. But in the kind, in the kind, plain in the kind, there's the first of all about an ordinary man, a man who works, who has also been laughter, but I must also at the same time be accurate in the field. I must set time to learn. And the Sabbath of Ramuno, in simplicity, means that you conduct business, whether you are a broker on Wall Street, you are a merchant, you are a cobbler, whatever you may do, conduct your business honestly. And it's officially, you should have asked yourself, I think, you did your dream. Listen to your dream and say. Well, I would like to pay Rabbi Ackman the greatest tribute, particularly the American Rabbi, and particularly the American Rabbi. I think this lesson, every Muslim or Jew should learn from him. The American Rabbi is not a European Rabbi. It isn't a European Rabbi, but a Rabbi who is constantly involved in Torah learning. The community is different, the department is different, you have your latest auxiliaries, your dance club, you've got partners in the synagogue every day, you're involved in the larger community, or the PGA, or federation, or yeshiva, it doesn't matter. It eats up your day tomorrow morning, late at night. But the most important part is, we are more busy than laymen in ancient times. And the most important part, I watched in Rabbi Ackman, I think I discussed it a number of times after the ages, throughout his life, since I remember it, that he was a chaplain in the army, a rabbi in Farakari, and now a rabbi in one of the most prestigious synagogues in New York City, the Temple Synagogue. He has always been a Judean Itumatir. He always set time for learning, and that was the most important part for him. And if you weren't up here last Monday night, some people said, why didn't you come? The answer is, they had a shear in shul. And he told me long ago, he never to go out to any place that has a shear to say. He set time for learning. And I say it is so healthy. Some more says, there's a shame. I mean, long before, or releasing to Russell and Russell, he told him what the woman is. This was a profession to develop, to live constantly, total learning, a total commitment. But even if you must not be more, it was different, it was impossible. And sometimes there is not something Russian. The Umne is there. Now, this when I used to say a shir in the yeshiva, I used to learn a great deal of the parashir and go to the rest of the year either. But I knew that I had to prepare. I had to learn. day and night for 10 years. To me it was unnecessary losses. My illness was there. But today in America, when the illness is not cured, you can all become a lesson. And if you are married, it's not so bad. If you are famous in front of Scotland, and later you will be here in America, I think it's the biggest chance to partnership that any person can have. And I myself, because of myself now, I make of my mind, being that busy as I am, spend every day some time in learning, be attached, be committed, at least even each of us here. It's a learning all day. I can't do it as a legend does, learning all day, and it's completely involved, completely committed to Torah, but the idea of having a part of your day learning Torah is the most important part of the avenue, because this emphasizes the quality of Torah learning. Without Torah learning, all of us, when you're so involved, and all the most important parts of life, and still not fulfill the mitzvah of Thomas Ayers and his school. There is one of the greatest clouds in the second half of the And I don't know if it's a religion, right or wrong. I often thought that the mitzvah, that this is the beginning of the life, that all nobody could do it, day and night. I mean, but at least with the Mishnah, with the Tedas, with the Mishnah, with the Morris, there's Bapay and the other. I say a person can learn 1 hour a day. But if you feel that in 1 hour a day, it is aimless life. This is this life. This is the commitment. In that hour, you can feel the mystery, you can feel the mystery, you can feel the mystery, you can feel the mystery. Particularly when a man is busy, that someone has come to you. So I say, if God becomes the central part of your life, then you can fulfill that mystery. But if you don't learn, and continually involve even the things that can't be endless, stairs and can't be endless, you will now become a problem of God, you don't have to learn. So I think that the last one, to teach you a lesson, teach your lesson, which is a symbol to every rabbi in America. Then, I would also say, the Sato de Amuna. Now, many people know what it says, the Sato de Amuna, elementary. And you conduct a good business out of it, so it needs to be good. Many things involve, especially your kind. I would say intellectual honesty is the most important part. To be intellectual honest with yourself. Whatever you say, whatever you speak, whatever you write, be honest with yourself within the framework of Torah learning. I think Rabbi Lachman has always been intellectually a very honest person. And intellectual honesty is the most important part of your life. So I'd like to pay that tribute to him, and at the same time, a tribute to him, and let all of us learn from him. That important quality of being honest with yourself. And when Rabbi Lachman came to me 7.5 years ago, with his plan to set free for 40 years, to the Stern College after a lecture, he gave political science, and he came to me and said, I would like to help you in the yeshiva in any capacity you want. And he spent 7 years working with me in great intellectual honesty. And we enjoyed each other's company, and we shared with each other, fell with the yeshiva, as well as representing the yeshiva in the community. I am very proud that Rabbi Lachman is going to remain with the yeshiva, and both of us will work as college and friends. I think this is what you should come for here in America. You know, the Torah says that a bird, her name is Chassida, Chassida. And Rashi refers to the Hebrew, long on this was called Chassida, why she called Chassida? She can't see it, Chester, Tim, Chabater. But she's very merciful, she's kind, she's very concerned with her friend. But I won't tell a story of a youngster. But a Chassid came to a rabbi, and I said to him, he's the Hasidah, she says. I said, I'm very proud to be a Hasid and hear my rabbi. But if the Hasidah is so tired, why is she included among the Eidus Meir, not among the Eidus Meir? But the Hasidah rabbi said, that's what it never said. She is the Chesed in Chavater. She limits herself only to her own little group. Their own those together, their own genes, their own company, and so on. Once she is divorced from our group, she is not concerned and she can sometimes even be vicious. I think the philosophy she has been and needs and will be to be not only in character, but be concerned with the Jewish community's totality. The Jewish community's totality. Not to compromise. Not to compromise with our ideals, but always feel that we are responsible for every Jew in the United States. And who knows more than the political life is the students of the yeshiva that come from home. They don't observe anything. And I took Kasha. There was one boy, he's a junior, I think the second, from the Joseph the second or the third, whatever it is, from Croslav. He never knew he was a junior. And now he is a yeshiva. I am proud that there are more children of graduates of the yeshiva today than there were students of the yeshiva 25 years ago. But I'm also proud that we don't remain just in the Chavatel, but we extend our love and our affection and our responsibility for the community to have the United States.